You're listening to On Development, a podcast of the Millennium Challenge Corporation, or MCC. MCC is an independent United States government international development agency whose mission is reducing poverty through economic growth. In this episode, MCC Director of Gender and Social Inclusion, Krista Rigolo, and Digifem's Program Director, Nadine Zoro, discuss how Digifem's empowers women entrepreneurs like Linda Dempa with 21st century skills to future-proof their careers and help their businesses thrive. Krista Rigolo serves as team lead for the Digifem's program and as a Director of Gender and Social Inclusion with the Millennium Challenge Corporation. Krista has 30-plus years of experience in international development, working in sectors such as girls' education, food security, urban gardening, reforestation, humanitarian aid, gender, poverty reduction, and conflict transformation in a variety of countries. Krista is a published author and photographer with a doctorate in conflict analysis and resolution. She also served as a Peace Corps volunteer in the Philippines. Nadine Zoro Epse Ngetia is the director of the Digifem's program, which helps Ivorian women entrepreneurs develop successful businesses with digital skills and data. Nadine has over 7 years of experience in digital financial services and SME strategy, working as a consultant for the International Finance Corporation, Microsafe Consulting, and Stanford Seed in Africa. She played a key role in developing Quick Cash's mobile money solution in Abidjan. Linda Dempa is a participant of the Digifem's program and the founder and CEO of Adeba Nature. Born in Cote d'Ivoire, she moved to the U.S. for college and graduated cum laude from Wesleyan University with a BA in mathematics and economics. Linda then earned an MBA from Harvard Business School and started her career at Ameriprise Financial as a director in sourcing, excelling in high-value contract negotiation. She later worked at McKinsey & Company, where she further developed her expertise in strategy and operations.
So thank you, Nadine and Linda, for joining me today to discuss the Digifem program. As you know, Digifem is a four-year partnership between USAID's Global Economic Empowerment Fund, MCC, Microsoft, and the government of Cote d'Ivoire. The program teaches women digital and data skills to secure employment and better operate and grow their small and medium enterprises in Cote d'Ivoire. So Nadine, let's start with you. Can you describe the program? Can you tell us how it's organized and who the participants are?
Thank you, Krista, for having me. The program has five components targeting different women based on the stage of business they are in or the type of activities they are in. So the first component we are focusing on is Digifem Entrepreneur. And this component is for WSMEs that are willing to learn better ways to use data in their business decisions. And they are supported through an incubation program for 6 months. And then they go into an acceleration program for 3 months where they are supported to get access to financing. The second component we have is Digifem Academy. This is a program that is made of two specific parts. The first one is an 18-month program to train the learners to become full-stack developers. That part is followed by the second part that is an incubation program for 6 months where learners are equipped to be able to find opportunities in the environment and seize those opportunities to create businesses that would solve the needs of people in the local community. Then we have the stakeholder engagement component that is bringing together stakeholders that are supporting WSMEs in Cote d'Ivoire to think about how they can better take into consideration the gender perspective of those WSMEs in the support they are providing and how they can also support them in better using data in their decision making. The third component, the fourth one, is on training of entrepreneurs that are not necessarily based in Abidjan or Santiago, but are based in other cities rather than the bigger cities that we are doing the Digifem entrepreneurs track in. So for this one, they are shorter trainings where entrepreneurs are equipped with basic digital skills and data skills that will be used in their businesses. And then we have a fifth component, which is Digifem Learn. It is an online platform provided with the support of Microsoft to make sure we democratize the learning in terms of digital skills all around Côte d'Ivoire to other women that might not have had the chance to benefit from the other components. In most of those programs, as asked, the beneficiaries are women and at different stages of businesses. The DigiFarm Academy is the only one that is working with prospective or women that are thinking of becoming entrepreneurs in the future, but are not yet having a business that is supported by the program. Those can be young women from the age of 18 to 50. At this stage, the current program we have has ladies from the age of 18, and the older one is 47. So this component specifically on DigiFarm Academy has different type of profile, from women who stop school at a certain point to women who are looking for reconversion in their professional careers to other women that just want to be full stack developers and are interested in that career.
Awesome. Thanks, Nadine, for that overview of the program. And we actually have the pleasure to be joined by a DigiFarm participant. Again, Linda, thank you for joining us today. Linda, can you tell us a little bit more about your background and why you decided to participate in the DigiFarm program? What do you hope to gain by being part of this program?
Sure. Thank you for having me. I'm Linda Dampa. I am the CEO and co-founder of Adeba Nature, which is a dermocosmetics company that researches, manufactures, and commercializes 100% natural skincare and hair care products made with local ingredients here in Côte d'Ivoire. I grew up in Côte d'Ivoire and I went to school in the US, where I got my BA from Wesleyan University and an MBA from Harvard Business School. So the reason I chose to participate in the DigiFarm program is actually threefold. So first, I was facing enormous challenges in the local environment about how to gather data and what type of digital tools I could use that could work with what I had here in Côte d'Ivoire. That's the number one reason. I wanted to find out what other people were doing and what were the best practices in terms of digital and data work. Number two, I thought it would be really cool to be part of a community of amazing entrepreneurs who all had visions and projects for the country, for Africa, for the world, because that's also what I'm trying to do. Like as part of my business, as part of my job, I want to transform Africa. And I wanted to be part of a community like that. And then the last thing that really attracted me to the program was the prospect of having curated tools by people who are experts and who had already vetted a bunch of digital and data tools that I could potentially be using, and were able to tell me which one would be perfect for my specific needs and specific situation.
Awesome. That's great. Nadine, there's been a lot of interest in and support for this program already, both from the United States government, as well as the Ivoirian government and the digital and data ecosystem in Côte d'Ivoire. What have you been hearing from these stakeholders about the relevance of the DigiFarm program?
I think one key point we hear about is first, when people hear about the name DigiFarm, it brings out the attention that this is a gender program. And it's a gender program. And locally, we have very few initiatives that are gender focused. So that brings a lot of attention. But the main reason why this program is locally well received and creates a lot of curiosity is because of ambition of the program when it comes to some of the components. For example, when we look at the DigiFarm Academy track, we're trying to train women to become full stack developers by using a methodology that is creative and self-sustained and gives the freedom of flexibility for the participants. It brings curiosity because people are wondering whether women are capable of doing that locally and in an environment where they are training themselves and they're doing a pedagogy that is based on a peer-to-peer methodology. But more interest is brought from the employability aspect of it and the potential when it comes to entrepreneurship and new SME creation. WSMEs that will be run by women that are equipped with the digital skills to compete not only locally, but also internationally with other organizations. Another reason why people are really attracted by this program is also the prospect of reaching out to more people outside of the main city. A program that will provide a platform to train people all around Côte d'Ivoire is an opportunity for the government to also locally bring out the agenda of making this year specifically a year about the youth that is equipped with the digital skills that they need to survive not only today, but in the future. Government officials are also sharing their feedback about WSMEs being able to grow and also access funding. Access funding and upskill in terms of using digital skills, in terms of reaching markets that they generally don't have access to. And also, finally, I think it's the community. DigiFarm is targeting thousands of women in general with the food program. And we want to also look at the power of sorority and having a group of women committed to not only improve their personal life, but also improving the life of the community and contribute to the economy. And not only becoming creating activities to generate revenue, but creating wealth for the full economy.
Great. Let me follow up on that. So, Nadine, for you, what would program success look like? How would you know that this how will you know at the end of the funding that this program has been a success?
For me, success will look like having, number one, a strong network of women. Women who believe in each other, women that are equipped with the skills to be independent and be relevant to the current economy in Côte d'Ivoire, but also to the global economy. Program success for me means more than 90% of the women that are coming out of the entrepreneur's track have seen real changes in the growth when it comes to revenue, when it comes to number of employees, when it comes to innovations that are coming out of those WSMEs. Program success means the people who go through the academy, create their own SMEs, have a job when they finish the program. But most importantly, the government and the general population in Côte d'Ivoire is more aware that digital skills and understanding the power of data in decision-making can help the economy to do better, and government officials create and put together in place policies that support such growth for the general population.
Great. So, Nadine, you've shared in a previous answer that the program has two major training tracks, but is designed to reach a broad swath of women entrepreneurs in Côte d'Ivoire. Can you tell us how are you ensuring that the program remains relevant to the needs and the demands of the job market and industry in Côte d'Ivoire?
One thing we do with DigiFarm Entrepreneurs is it's a program that is constantly improved with the feedback we get from the learners. We collect information from the existing beneficiaries of the program to improve it. And the platforms we're using and the content are flexible enough to help us to continuously change or improve. The training that they're also getting are not only limited to what is in the current curriculum. The women from both track benefit from additional training from local experts about the current main topics that are relevant to their businesses, and in the case of DigiFarm Academy, to their growth when it comes to getting a job or creating a business in the future. We are also making sure that we know of where the participants want to go in terms of growth for themselves. and then include those components or those elements within the curriculum in the upcoming month. The job markets and the industries are improving and are changing. But one thing we are aware of is the future is digital. And the future is digital, and it shouldn't be digital without women. So how we ensure that the demand is still there for this market is by using our DigiFarm Learn platform to continue raising interest about issues that are linked to digital literacies and opportunities that can be derived from having those skills, to have and build that pipeline of entrepreneurs that will be joining the program in the upcoming years, but also to get the local representative in the job market to be aware of what we're doing.
Great, thank you. So I hear you saying that the program has an intentional feedback loop that will help ensure tailored training. That's really amazing and innovative. Can I ask you, what are you thinking of for the program in terms of sustainability? We know that this is a funded four-year program. I also know that you've been thinking about ways to keep the program going after the official funding ends. Is there anything you can share with us about how you're envisioning the future of the program?
The first option we are currently exploring is by making sure that local actors are highly involved in the program. For example, we have institutional partnerships. The first one that is currently done is with the National School of Statistics, is supporting us to make sure that we have access also to government officials that could be interested in the program. And the National School of Statistics is also interested in the program and could, in the future maybe, develop more of a program in their own setting and link to what they're currently doing. Another aspect also is we are spending some time building partnership with government officials so they can feel that sense of ownership and take this program and look for more funding or donors or even use the national budget to implement it, not only in Abidjan, but also in other cities in Cote d'Ivoire where there's a higher need when it comes to higher education in tech. Another way also we're looking at the sustainability model is to build partnership with corporates that will be interested in using the women coming out of the program to help them solve issues that they have in their businesses and contribute to some innovation in their businesses. So those corporates will also be sponsoring the program. Another solution we also have is placing those women in organizations that are looking for human resources and get some revenues out of it to finance more people to get into the program. An additional way we're also exploring in making this program successful is to having our own talent agency that is working to support local SMEs in solving their issues. And that will also allow us to be more active in the innovation space and have some direct hands in boosting innovation in WSMEs, in general private businesses, and also in government entities locally. So we are still at the exploration stage. We are still defining the business models aligned to the different options that we are considering. But we already have a lot of interest from government officials, from organizations, and we need to frame it and formalize those interests so we can secure the sustainability aspect of the program. And we hope, and that's our highest hope, that it's a program that stays and becomes a national program supporting existing women and aspiring women in Cote d'Ivoire.
These are really innovative and imaginative ways to think about continuing a program after official funding ends. And we look forward to watching and tracking this program and see how these plans develop. Thank you for sharing that. Let's take a break, but when we come back, let's discuss the skills and knowledge Linda has gained thus far that have helped, that are helping her to better prepare for her future.
DigiFEMS began in October 2022 and aims to train 600 women entrepreneurs in Abidjan and San Pedro over the course of 3 years through incubation and digital skills programs. Additionally, 720 SMEs will receive short-term training on digital skills and leadership, and 360 ecosystem stakeholders in six cities throughout Côte d'Ivoire will be sensitized to gender objectives and data. For more information about the program, visit www.digifems.com.
So Linda, even though the program has only just begun, which data and digital skills have you learned through the program that you are already finding valuable and that you've already been able to apply to your own small business?
Yes, it's true that the program has just begun, but it's been so intense that I feel like it's been going on for much longer. And I think some of the critical skills that I have learned are benefiting not just me, but my entire team. For example, we are learning a lot about iteration, about testing, and about feedback. And it's something that is not necessarily part of the work culture here. And I find it extremely valuable to not only being reminded of all those skills and all that knowledge, but to also have the support material to share it with my team and have the structure around it to be able to pass on the knowledge to them, teach them, and also for us to use it on a daily basis when we work. So that's number one. Anything that has to do with iteration, testing, and feedback, and constantly gathering, feeding in data, and using it and doing analysis with it. So that's been amazing to be able to have, to be able to transfer that and transmit that to my team. The other things are fairly basic tools, like, for example, the mirror board tool that we've used in one of our training sessions. And later on, I think just a week later, I was able to use it with my team as well as we're looking at our planning and in marketing for this year. So I do think that at every step of the way, there are little elements of how we're trained to think and how we what we're trained to use that actually take back to my team.
That's great. And it's wonderful to hear these specific examples of actual tools that you're picking up and you have already been able to plug in to better operate and grow your business. But as you said, also, you're able to transfer these skills to the people on your team. So we know, and you made a little joke about this, that the program is very intensive and it has been challenging in moments in terms of the selection process, but also the expectations regarding your participation and the amount of work you need to do in the program. Can you share any advice or tips for other young women who are interested in pursuing careers in technology or in entrepreneurship?
Sure. What I would say, number one, surround yourself very well. And that comes in the shape of a community, like the one I'm building with DigiFam, with amazing entrepreneurs who are able to guide me in ways that I didn't even know I needed. And then in terms of support system, so your own support system, whether it's your family, your friends, people around you, so that when things get tough, when things get rough, you have people around that will encourage you, that will be kind to you and et cetera. That would be number one. Number two is actually a very DigiFam lesson, which is to start and iterate. Like one of the things that we've learned and we keep learning is that an idea is great, but at the end of the day, we need to be able to validate it with data, with the market realities. So it's really important to get as quickly as possible to a version of the product, of the service, of the idea that can be tested, and then start iterating on it. I think those are two pieces of advice that I would give to those women.
Great. Let me ask you a kind of silly question. How would you hashtag this program? If you were to post on social media, how would you hashtag DigiFam?
I think I would say tech warrior. Hashtag tech warrior.
Great. And Nadine, how would you hashtag this program?
Let's code the future with women.
Awesome. So we could talk about this program all day. I'm sure there are so many more interesting stories, but that's the time we have for today. And so I want to thank you for joining us and sharing information and insights about this exciting, innovative new program. Nadine and Linda, best of luck.
Thank you. It was great to be here.
Thank you, Krista. It was great to be here, and we look forward to making more impact with DigiFam, and let's equip women with the digital skills they need to be the warriors of tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to On Development. We hope you enjoyed this episode. We invite you to subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform you prefer. And to learn more about MCC, please visit www.mcc.gov.